good morning. This is Radio Shalom coming to you through Planet FM 104.6. Shalom, Aura.
Shalom, Joan.
Welcome back, my darling.
Thank you.
And thank you. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And today we're going to talk about your involvement with NLP. Was that a political party?
Yes, NLP, short for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I came on NLP at the time I was doing deep tissue body therapy, and I was teaching at the College of Natural Medicine. Natural medicine. It was a college that taught everything to do with natural ways of well-being. Naturopathy, homeopathy, massage.
Every epathy
in the natural form.
Right.
And I was teaching there, and I would go in the second year of the massage therapist's course and the second year of the naturopathic course, because deep tissue is advanced body therapy and involves a lot of emotional movement and so on. And the lady in charge of the counseling side of doing the counseling at the College of Natural Medicine,
which was where?
In Christchurch.
Right.
Her name was Margot Hamlet, and she was the teacher on counseling. So
Hamlet and counseling.
Exactly. You can manage a little hammer. She wasn't like that. She was gorgeous. Yeah. She's passed on. One day I went there was a Body Mind Spirit Festival, and I went along there in Mount Pleasant in Christchurch, and she was there with a stall. I said, "Hello, Margot, what are you selling here?" You know, she had all these leaflets standing. She said, "We're doing a talk on something called NLP. I said, "What is that?" She says, "Here's the brochure, have a look at it. We're doing a talk at the Holiday Inn in the city on such and such a day, such and such a time, I don't remember now. And come along." So, and I was busy up to my eyeballs, you know, I was very, very busy between teaching at the college and doing my own work at my own clinic. But sure enough, you know, when up there decides it's time for you to change direction, so it lands on your lap. And my diary, for some reason, unusually, emptied
on that day
to make myself available for this thing, and I remembered it. I thought, okay, it's Beshert, I've got to go. So I went along and I listened to these people talking, one of which is Richard Bolstad. And Dr. Richard Bolstad is one of the people, one of the first people that brought neuro-linguistic programming to New Zealand. And he was the leader of a team of four people who presented this NLP. And I sat at the front because I'm a typical Gemini, Kenan Hore, and I like to sit at the front so that I don't get distracted by other people's hair, the way they turn their hair, the way they move their shoulders, their arms, la la. I was sitting at the front there and I heard them presenting. And I thought, oh my word, these people are going along the same line as I believe, as I use with my clients, because I've had natural, if you will, counseling skills for as long as I can remember. Even as a child at school, I had these natural abilities. And I knew that I'd been looking for something in the counseling area because of the type of clients I was getting to my table at home in the clinic. In the clinic, not at home. And I thought, oh my word, this really resonates with me, because I didn't want to do the regular counseling 2-year course, because there were things in it that it felt to me, and it's only my own opinion and my own thoughts for myself, that somehow it was going to shut down or close down my natural abilities. And I just
superimpose.
Yes, you know, because you got to train so heavily in the education field, the natural abilities disappear somewhere. I didn't want that. And seeing as I'm a, if you will, a renegade.
I will.
I then went on to do this, and I looked at them and I said, put my name down. I'm doing this. And then afterwards I thought, how am I going to afford to do this? And then I got a message, don't worry, the money will come, just go do it. And it was the best thing that I had done, because it actually gave me a language and the vocabulary of how I was doing things, and expanded on these skills beyond what I even realized I could do. So going on to explain what NLP is, to explain it very simply, it's a method of learning, if you will, and you learn how to get to where you want to be from where you are. And if you don't know where it is you want to be,
or where you are,
or where you are, in fact, because we are trained and hopefully skilled in these abilities, will help you recognize where you are and recognize the choices available to you that you can choose what you want to do.
So where does neuro-linguistic come in? Linguistic means language.
Yes, and neuro, so you've got neuro, the language of the neurons. The neurons in the body is your telephone system, if you will. And that's your communication system in your body, because from your brain it goes, the message goes along your nervous system through to different parts of the body telling it, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, depending whether you're on the sympathetic nervous system or parasympathetic or so on. So that was really amazing, and I already had a busy clientele, and I'm the sort of person, and Ray, my husband, Avishulam, always used to say, gosh, the minute you learn something and if you like it, you run with it like fire. I said, well, what else are you going to do with it? Of course that's the thing to do. But he says, no, it's not the thing to do. It's not what everybody does. I said, oh, okay. That's what I do. So, of course, immediately I put into practice. And if I find something that really catches my interests, I learn it very fast. Something inside me, it goes zoom, straight into my archive system and sits there for when I need to pick it out to use.
So how long did it take you to actually learn to use this? Or I'm not quite sure, is it to learn how to use it, or is it to learn what?
Yeah, well, okay. The training, it's an intensive training. And to do the practitioner training is an 18-day course. Now, when you've learned, it doesn't mean you know how to do it. It's like when you've learned to drive, you've just passed your test. It doesn't mean you're proficient at driving. You've just done the learning. Now you need to become skilled at it. So I don't remember how quickly I became what I think I'm skilled. It would appear that I'm skilled because of the results that I get with people. Because it's just so amazing to this day. And it's I did my practitioner training in 1995 and my master practitioner training in 1996. And to this day, I think it's still the best thing since sliced bread. It's just one of those things. It's got so many things, so many things.
So is it a continual learning, or you've got the basics and you've got the next steps and you put them into practice, or you put your own in, or what?
Well, all of the above. So you do the learning, and of course they're constantly upgrading. So you need to keep going in and refresh yourself and get the upgrading so that you learn the higher, you know, what's
and
up
to
date.
How does that take place?
Well, Richard Bolstad constantly presents NLP practitioner trainings every year in New Zealand and abroad. And he does.
So you go to that.
So I go to that, and I get upgraded with whatever's necessary. And of course, I get my certification or whatever that he offers to show that I've done the training and to make me eligible to be part of the New Zealand Association of NLP,
right,
which makes it a more official body. So it's so amazing because the tools one acquires with NLP are so simple once you learn them. Just simple. And they make such sense. You learn all about language patterns, for example. I'll give you an example.
What's a language pattern?
Okay. If I ask many people around now, how are you? They'll say, not bad. Okay. So that language pattern, what the unconscious mind hears is the words as they are said. It doesn't differentiate whether it's good or bad or indifferent. It takes it literally as they are said. So the last word in that sentence was bad, not bad. The better way or ideal way of responding to how are you is, I'm well, thank you. I'm great, thank you. I'm good, thank you.
I'm alive.
I'm alive, and it's a positive language patterns. The unconscious mind hears that. Apparently, there's been some research done, and they discovered that children, school children, hear more than 600 negative sentences per day.
Don't do that.
Yes, exactly. Instead, or don't forget to do that. Instead of saying, remember to do this. Or shall we do that instead? Instead of, don't do that. Shall we do that instead? And it gives a positive unconscious mind behavior patterns. People become more confident with themselves. And this is just one simple concept. And then what we do is a person will come with whatever's going on in their lives and they want to change it. And the idea, for example, if we're going to use the concept of the timeline process, the idea, and I'm explaining this from my own personal experience and concept of it, it might not be exactly the right explanation, but it's what I've got to offer.
Everybody would have their own.
Yeah. So with timeline, what we're doing is, once a person expresses what's going on for them, and we discover what it is they actually want and what they want to achieve and how long do they, how soon do they want to achieve this for? So this already pre-frames them, prepares them for the process of moving forward.
What about those people who don't know?
Who don't know what's the matter with them?
Who don't know what they want.
Ah, okay. Well, that's the skill in learning proper NLP trainings. You learn to ask the sort of questions that help a person access what's in their heart's desire without... it's something that, I don't know, I know how to do it. I probably could teach a person how to do it. But this
so
moment,
you help them to identify something they don't know.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a case of learning how to, and that's what the training is all about. After all, you know, it's like saying to a bus driver, "How do you know you've got to turn left if you haven't got the sign to say that you've got to turn left?" You know, sort of, he'll know the route and he'll take you there.
It's pre-programmed.
Pre-programmed, exactly. So, and then we need to find out where the pre-programs have come from. They're not so useful. Do you see here how I say they're not so useful instead of the negative? They're not so useful programs. Let's see how we can go into cellular memory patternings. So we're going deeply into cellular memory. Because
is there such a thing?
Yes, there is.
What is it?
I'll give you an example. if I'm going to show you what I mean while I explain it on the radio. So everybody listening, you're going to have to look. So say I've got my arm out and I'm pointing, I'm pointing to the window here. For me to bend my elbow and bring my hand to my face, there is a memory going on here. Mm. There's a memory going on in my quadriceps, that's the legs. Sorry.
And your upper arm.
In my upper arm, there is a memory there. And my brain is sending the memory down that muscle to tell it to pull on the lower part of my arm to lift my hand to my face. Mm. This is as good as I can explain what a cellular memory is.
Okay.
So I mean, there are more official ways.
Like putting one foot in front of the other.
Exactly. Yes, there are just natural patterns. And the idea is to go in, for example, some people will put one foot in front of the other much further than the next foot that goes in front of the other. So that might be a hip imbalance, for example, if we're going to go back to my deep tissue days. So I would know this by watching a person, what they're doing, a hip imbalance, which may cause neck problems. Anyway, that's diverting from NLP. But it's the same thing. It's the same concept to discover what's going on, what's happening, when the pattern started to cause a discomfort or disagreement or for that person. So once we discovered when, then we use, for example, one of the processes which is called timeline, which was developed by God has gone out of my head. That's all right. Doesn't matter. But I mean, it's just gone out of my head for now.
The name doesn't matter, it's what they did.
Exactly. So we'll use timeline. And I personally perceive timeline, because it's my favorite process, I perceive timeline as one of the big guns of NLP, in my opinion. It's very powerful, very effective. And you're right, once you learn the basics, and they teach you the basics, and it's important to follow the instructions of the basics until you know it off by heart. When you know it off by heart, and you've got the intentions behind the wordings, and you have the knowledge of why the wordings have been expressed in this way, then you can start to change it for yourself to suit individual clients. Now that to me is so exciting.
So there's some basic words used, and what you have to do is alter those words
eventually
to meet the needs of you and your client.
Eventually, but in the first place, you have to follow the directions explicitly as they've been taught, and explicitly as they've been put down in your manual, if you will.
Right.
Because, like I said, literally, every word that is particularly put down for each process has a distinct reason why it's been put there. Because it'll involve quantum linguistics, it will involve patterns that use, if you will, reverse psychology to get to the bottom of what's necessary. So
it gives you the open sesame for what you have to do.
Absolutely. And that's why I personally believe very, very strongly it's very, very, very important for the practitioner to be very, very conscious about words that they use while they're with a client. Even when the client is about to leave the clinic, you open the door and they're about to leave the clinic and you're waving them goodbye, even to that moment when they start their engine or they walk up the road, to keep specific language patterns, because Infiltrate is the wrong word.
I think it's probably the right word.
Well, you want to make sure that the changes that they've made in the time they've spent with you. I don't want to call it therapy. I don't like the word therapy, because if you break it down, it has a negative connotation to it. So the time they have spent with you, that you've come out into, they've come out into a positive behavior pattern, you know, because you've tested this as well. You want them to keep it long enough for it to really anchor itself completely. Absolutely. And that's why it's completely imperative for the practitioner to be very conscious about the language that they use from the moment that person comes into the room. So a person will come into the room, the first thing I will say to them, so what would you like to change? I don't say what's the matter. I already pre-frame them in that they're going to get ready to change something. So it's already pre-framing them, getting them ready, unconsciously, really.
So why would they come to you in the first place?
Well, people will come to me with all sorts of conditions, be it physical or emotional. So somebody might experience, we'll simplify, okay? Somebody might experience pain in their neck. So one of the other things that I do is something called kinesiology, which is muscle testing. And kinesiology, the muscle testing in kinesiology is like an assessment tool. We can't call it diagnostic because I'm not a doctor. So it's an assessment tool. And this way I can check what's going on. Is the problem actually only physical, or is it emotional, referring down to become a physical problem? So that's why I can help people who are physically discomfort or emotionally discomfort or any other discomfort that you might wish to question, because I have trained in many, many directions and have a lot of skills in my skills basket to retrieve from.
So is massage part of the NLP, or is it a different?
Oh, totally different. I don't do much massage these days, because I think that there are many, many massage people around, and not that many people who do what I do.
And so would you say, if anybody feels that, how would you say if somebody says, oh, I think she might be able to help me, what sort of conditions would you say, well, you can come and see me if you feel this or that?
Okay, so the first thing we must ensure is that I am not a doctor. So I can't diagnose for people. I can just assess what's going on for them and find out if it's an emotional, physical thing. If it's emotional, then I will... Okay, you're asking me a specific question. What sort of thing would they come to me for? I had a lady come to me who had had several head injuries and couldn't get out of the house, couldn't go shopping, couldn't drive the car anymore. And I was able to use NLP and other modalities that I use, and suddenly I didn't hear from her anymore. Her friend said to me, do you know what happened to this lady? I won't say names. And I said, no, what happened? She's shopping now. She goes out of the house on her own. I says, how fabulous. What did she do that? She said, you did it.
And she didn't tell you.
No, she didn't let me know. That's what happens. So it can be anything can be resolved. So it can be from a pain in the neck to inability to walk, inability to speak, inability to think, inability to do anything.
And for all ages, or is it mostly in in one age group?
No, all ages really, and the result will depend on what the person, how far the person is willing to go towards their well-being. So well, there's no age group really.
Do you think in today's world people are more aware of well-being, whereas in the older days they would just accept, and now they think, oh, I need to do something about this?
I think that it has become more worldwide to realize that they can take responsibility for themselves. They don't have to rely on somebody else. And that they can go searching for another possibility, because you just never know. You just never know what might change. Why do you have to just accept that that's how it is, and for the rest of your life, live half your life? It's better to live your full life as much as possible.
Well, I wish you could all see how Aura works with her hands. But I think she has it in her voice as well. So what would be your advice to people?
Okay, my suggestion to people would be, look inside your heart, find out what it is that you desire. If you don't know what you desire, then even when you know what you want or you don't know what you want, come and put out your hand and say, help. Because, you know, as we all know, God or the Creator put many millions of us here on earth. That meant we're here to share and care for each other, not to do it on our own. So it's okay to put out your hand and say, help me, please.
So there you have it from Aura's mouth. Thank you very much, Aura. We look forward to your coming back and sharing another skill with us.
Happily.
And you think that everybody can be helped in some way or other?
Well, at least to the point of moving forward. You know, what does it mean? What degree of help? You know, the slightest little bit of help can make a difference in one person's life.
So it's just a change for the better.
And it's worth a try.
Okay, so I think the motto is give it a go, give it a try, and maybe it can help. So thank you, Aura, and thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen next Sunday at 10 past 10. And if you've missed this program, you can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Shalom. And we would like to thank very much our sponsor, Nature Bee.